The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
I'm a little nervous about tomorrow, Pricey.
Well, yeah.
Well, we've got this gig on. Hire us, BTW.
Oh, jeez.
What?
That was a horrible, shameless plug that you'd probably hear other places.
Oh, on a different show, maybe. So you and I are doing a gig tomorrow, hosting a breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous for two reasons.
Why?
One, we don't get hired very often.
True. It could be our first and last.
Secondly, I'm going to pick you up tomorrow. I think you're out 20 past five in the morning.
Oh, it's going to be horrific.
Yeah, then we're going to be working. And then we have a meeting tomorrow, I believe.
We do.
And then we're here till seven. We're due for a fight.
We are due.
Yeah, we haven't had one.
We haven't had one in a couple of weeks. Yeah. We're definitely due.
Oh, I can't even remember the last one.
But let's not forecast an argument.
No.
Because we wouldn't do that.
You know what, though? We're going to look great tomorrow.
We are going to look so good. And you know what I did today?
Yeah. I didn't.
I went shopping and I was looking for Spanx for you. Did you know that you can get Spanx for men?
I thought you were going to hold back on that kind of thing on the air.
No, why not?
No.
So, obviously.
It's a bit weird.
Because, like, we have to get dressed up tomorrow. And I'm sorry, guys, but lots of girls wear Spanx under their dresses.
Yeah.
And so I got some and then I was like, oh, there are Spanx men, and I knew that you would like that. I know that you're going to like it.
I have always been self-conscious about my moobs.
Yeah.
And I would like to have that, like, you know, like a...
support.
Some basic support would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say I would need like a sports Spanx.
No, it's basically just a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's just a really tight T-shirt that
you wear.
That
sounds great.
Yeah, so I asked the lady and she had no idea what I was talking about. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, no, I've seen these. Our old boss used to wear them all the time.
Yeah, Ross.
Yeah, Ross, the boss. So I knew that they're around somewhere, but I'm sorry I failed. So what I did get you is I got you a T-shirt that's like five sizes too small.
Like from the kids section?
Yeah, and I figured that might
Did you really?
Same. Yeah, because when you put on Spanx, they look like they're for toddlers. And I don't know how, but somehow they get over your body. And you're like, how did that happen?
I
mean, it takes a good 10 minutes,
yeah.
But once they're on, they're on.
I'm in two minds about this. I'm very thankful of your generosity and your thoughtfulness as well. Thank you so much for looking out for me for that.
I know. It is. I feel like I'm at a weird place in my relationship with you when I'm trying on Spanx and I'm thinking about you. Thinking, Harry would love these.
Yeah. It is a weird place. The second frame of mind I'm in is like, wow. This is really weird. You're shopping for Spanx for me. So the girl was freaked out by the request?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was in the women's section.
What did you say? Do you have any Spanx for my co-host who's 31 years old?
Yeah. I said he's 6'4", he's pretty hairy, and he needs some Spanx. Yeah,
no wonder she was freaked out. Did you say, oh, excuse me, can you send me to the kids section next? She'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, she definitely thought I was an automatic weirdo.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Pricey Scandal.
And so Tom Hanks, he lent his talents to spreading some joy by helping one of his fans, get engaged at a Texas book fair in Austin.
Nice. He does this a fair bit. I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah. So he was up on stage. He was talking about his new book, which is called Uncommon Type, Some Stories. And at the end of the event, he was doing obviously questions and answers. And during the Q&A, he read out Ryan, the guy, the fiance's question. And it was, Nikki, will you marry me?
That's sweet.
I know.
That's
and
really nice.
So they did a video afterwards, and Nikki, who obviously said yes to a beautiful ring, was kind of a bit more excited about the fact that Tom Hanks kind of asked her to get married.
Yeah.
She's like, Tom Hanks was there. Tom Hanks did this. Tom Hanks said that. And then there was a bit of an awkward silence, and she didn't say anything else. And then obviously it's like, oh, and of course I said yes to my fiancé.
Yeah. Ryan.
Ryan. So congratulations, Nikki and Ryan. But if Tom Hanks proposed on behalf of, you know, your partner, it's so cool.
Totally. I'm not really into that stuff. I like very private proposals. That'd be me personally.
Yeah.
But if there was a Tom Hanks thing, if Tom Hanks was involved in any way, in my life.
Wait a minute. So New Flame Danny, massive Gary Barlow fan.
Don't start with Gary Barlow.
If Gary Barlow helped you with your proposal to New Flame Danny, that would get you massive brownie points.
I don't care.
I think she'd take it literally and be like, is Gary asking me to marry him?
I'd be chopped liver. Harry who? If it was Tom, different story.
Okay.
You have with Tom Hanks.
Oh, well,
Gary Barlow.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Listen up,
will only take a second.
Harry and Pricey's 1 second song.
We want to send you to the Dubai Creek Golf and Yacht Club with 500 dirhams to spend. It's all to celebrate the Dubai pre-owned boat show happening at Dubai Creek Marina this weekend.
Yeah, always a bit of fun down there, whether or not you're in the market for a used boat.
True.
I've actually sold a boat before in my life, so I know what it's like, what the market's like. Sellers,
you sold a kayak on Dubizzle.
Is it a seagoing vessel, Pricey?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Thank
you've been right.
Sucked in.
You've been right too often this week.
Oh, I know.
I don't like it.
It's weird.
Are you gonna get down to the pre-owned boat show and try and get out some kayaks?
Yeah, might kick some tires or the marine version, kick some hulls.
Boys?
Those yeah, boys I'll go kick some boys. That'll make a good headline.
They're the ones that go on the side of the boat. Aren't they boys? Oh, I don't know. I don't speak nautical.
I don't know why, clearly. That's why I sold the kayak. Didn't have a clue.
Well, it was a dual cab kayak, and you didn't have any friends.
I didn't have any friends. Well, it was supposed to be for a girlfriend, but that ended. Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Pricey.
That's
why don't you pour some sea salt on old wounds, see what I did there?
See?
Hey, it's Liz today, ladies and gents.
It is Liz.
Hey, we want to play 1 second song with you. This is where we play you a second of a song, and you just have to guess it on 4009. Are you ready for today's?
Yes.
Air One, here we go.
It's the 1 second song tonight, hopefully hooking you up with 500 dirhams to spend on food and drinks at Dubai Creek Golf and Yacht Club, where we are celebrating the Dubai pre-owned boat show happening this weekend.
You just got to sort out what this is. On 4009.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it Natalie and Bruglia?
Oh, come on. Seriously. I walk straight into that one.
Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
Let me guess. Is it AC/DC? Why aren't these people blocked?
Is it Akadaka?
I told IT to block these people on our text machine.
Well, when do IT ever listen to you?
They'll get around to it next year.
Okay, so what else is that, Harry? Is it anything else? Nothing on there. 4009.
No.
We've got Sheena on the phone. How you doing, Sheena?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're excellent. Hey, tell us, what is the 1 second song today?
It is Rihanna, This Is What I Came For.
Sounds like Rihanna, This Is What You Came For.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Pricey's Scandal.
Oh, I knew this was happening.
Sorry. I'm here.
What happened to your little stationery supply folder?
I lost my folder already.
Someone probably stole it in here, lowlife.
No doubt. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, they pulled out all the stops over the weekend. Actually, Saturday night, it was their engagement dinner. It was in New York, and a lot of people, a lot of celebrities also showed up. Of course, his brother, Nick Jonas, was there. Do you remember Ansel and Elgort? Elgort?
No idea what that is.
He's the guy from Baby Driver. He's also from that movie with...
A Fault in Our Stars.
Yes. Shailene Woodley.
So good.
So good.
I am.
He was there. Ashley Graham was there. Tom Holland was there. A model called Georgia Fowler was also there. But yeah, they only got engaged 3 weeks ago, already had the party. It's all moving very fast.
That's all right. You can have the party pretty soon after, can't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's the engagement period that is an important period.
You think?
I think so. Because
how long do you think it should be?
Me? 12 months.
12 months?
Yeah, 12 months.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, because it's another 12 months of engagement. You want to enjoy that year of being fiancé and going, oh, my fiancé's just waiting for me outside.
Yeah, okay.
Because you only get 1 year of using the word fiancé.
You like the label. Most people are like, oh, we need to save up money for the wedding, so we need at least 12 months.
Oh, whoever marries me knows that they're getting a budget wedding. So enjoy the use of fiancé for 12 months. That's what you get.
My favourite parties are the ones where it's an engagement party and a wedding at the same time.
I've never been to one of those.
It's like, hey, we're getting engaged. Come to the engagement party. You get to the engagement party. Surprise, it's the wedding.
Who did that?
My friend Lauren.
Do you liked that?
Yeah, I did.
Just all over. Quick foul swoop.
Uh-huh.
All right.
It's good.
Yeah, but hold on. You only went with one gift.
Yeah, even better.
No way. Not for them.
No, afterwards.
You want two gifts.
I think afterwards we all put in for a registry.
Of course. Yeah. They sting you any way they can. They do.
Yeah, I guess so. I think they just needed to get married.
Oh.
What are you laughing at?
No, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, they have had their Twilight characters, obviously the props and costumes and everything. All of that has been up for auction. It's been an auction in New York. It's going out. It's going to happen, on the 17th of November. So there's still time to get involved with this. But yeah, some of the items are only starting at $50 for a bid. Things like...
Even that's too expensive for Twilight.
Yeah. Bella Swan's charm bracelet components. Bella Swan's high school diploma. See, these could just be printouts, but these are originals from the set, from the movie, right? Edward and Bella's wedding announcement, because they gave out wedding announcement cards.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. There was also Bella's blue transition dress as well. That's in there.
What's that? And
when she transitioned, when she was went from human to vampire.
Oh, it was a traumatic scene.
It was. It was pretty scary.
Yeah. Did you catch up?
What?
Another spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen Twilight.
Oh, please.
Nice one.
Twilight's been out for years.
Yeah, well, maybe people wanted to see it.
Well,
I haven't seen it.
Surprise, surprise. Bella becomes a vampire.
Do it again. Yeah.
What, if I say it three times, do I turn into Beetlejuice or something?
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.
Is this gluten-free? This is a warehouse that was converted from an indoor farmer's market. Totally sounds better on vinyl.
Totally. Just in case one of us, well, there could be a hipster amongst us.
Are we finding out the hipster amongst the home run team? Okay.
Yeah, producer Layla has made us do a, what is it, spot the hipster quiz?
It's a hipster test. So there's this cafe in London that's kind of turning people away who aren't legit hipsters.
Yeah, right.
And there's this test that they make people take, which is really weird. But it asks you questions like, what kind of light bulbs do you like out of like a set of light bulbs? And what kind of decor do you like? And yeah, all those kinds of things. So I got both of you to do it. And I have the results here.
Okay, so if people didn't pass this test, they weren't allowed to go into that cafe?
Yep.
Huh. I was wondering what this test was we were doing before.
But
it was asking you what mode of transport would you like, and there was an option for a penny farthing bicycle, and I was like, I'm taking that.
Yeah, I'd pick that one too.
Did you?
Because I hate driving.
Yeah.
I chose the penny farthing. Oh, by the way, what cafe is turning away customers? What a terrible business acumen.
Mm.
Like, if I open a cafe, it is open to all.
Well, they want hipsters.
Give me your
only
money.
They only want hipster money.
Yeah, it's good. It's segregating the hipsters.
No, it's discrimination.
It is, actually.
Pay in coins.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right.
Or stamps. All right. So now.
Stamps!
Are we finding out now who's more hipster out of Harry and I?
Yeah. I'm actually quite shocked by this.
No.
Oh,
that means it's me. Whoa, that was a little bit.
Sorry.
Pricey, you're not a hipster.
Oh, yes.
And Harry, neither are you.
We're not hipsters, Harry. Where's the winner music?
This is the greatest day ever.
Yeah.
I told you I wasn't a hipster. You need to do some stupid test to determine it.
We wouldn't be allowed in that cafe. That kind of riles me up. Because I want to go to the cafe now.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's their business acumen.
That's what they're trying.
Now we want to go.
Oh.
It's reverse psychology.
Oh, they did it to us.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Pricey Scandal.
So Uma Thurman was on the red carpet over the weekend, and Access Hollywood were interviewing her and asking her about, you know, what she thinks about all these recent Hollywood misconduct allegations. You know,
all the Weinstein stuff.
Yeah, all the Weinstein stuff. I mean, Kevin Spacey's been named, Dustin Hoffman's been named. It's not looking good. And Uma Thurman was finally asked about it on the red carpet because obviously big names like Angelina Jolie have weighed in on it. Reese Witherspoon have talked about it and they were wondering what she thought. And so she's on the red carpet and she seems like she wants to say a lot, but she's containing herself. She actually, like, if steam could come out of her ears, it probably would have because she's seemed so angry on the red carpet.
Whoa.
Take a listen to Uma's response.
I don't have a tidy soundbite for you because I have learned I am not a child. And I have learned that when I've spoken in anger, I usually regret the way I express myself. So I've been waiting to feel less angry. And when I'm ready, I'll say what I have to say.
My goodness.
She's about to unleash.
She sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
On my signal, unleash hell.
Wow.
I've got goosebumps.
Yeah, that was Uma Thurman on the red carpet. Her response to an interviewer's question about what she thinks about these misconduct allegations of Hollywood executives, or Hollywood, you know, actors,
yeah,
Hollywood producers.
But by the way, admiration for being able to contain your anger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would just roll through there like a steam train.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think we need a little bit of Uma Thurman's decorum, don't we?
I would love that.
Yeah.
Would love that.
Yeah, I'm sure our boss, Big John, would like that too.
Mm. See, even now, just the very mention of his name, there's steam coming out of my ears.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Have you ever been side-looked by the person you're side-looking? It's like getting an electric shock. You look up like that, they look at you. I've been side-looked by the side-looker.
Russell Kane is in town this Thursday. He's going to be playing Friday night as well, Madinat Theatre. Tickets, you can get them at dxblaughs.ae. This thing is going to sell out. Russell, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, yeah, we're really good.
Hey, we're really excited for you to come out here. We've seen you on the telly everywhere in the UK. toured the world as well. Now you're bringing the show to Dubai. What can we expect when you come out here? Have you been out here before?
I've never been to Dubai, and you can expect the usual serving of high-energy, semi-improvised observations about Britishness and what it means to be a Brit, as well as the usual stories about my dad, everything. The usual serving of high-energy cane madness.
Is it kind of like oversharing, Russ?
Well, I can't write jokes. All I can do is describe stuff that's happened to me and then cancel my mortgage. That's my business model.
So how is it at a family dinner at your house? Do your family actually, like, stop themselves because they're so scared they're going to be content of your show?
They used to, and now they egotistically engineer events where hilarious stuff happens so that they can be talked about on telly. So Lindsay will do something and goes, oh, my God, I was so bad there. Do you want to talk about that on stage? She's actually trying. I think now there's even a bit of jealousy between my wife over my daughter, who's now two, and it's turned into a bit of a character. I'm starting to tell stories about the baby instead.
That's so cute.
Steve, who could be the funniest.
That's really funny. Are you going to bring the girls over to Dubai when you come?
I'm not actually sure, because coincidentally, I've never been to Dubai in my life. We're like, we're going to go on holiday this year. So in December, I booked a holiday to Dubai anyway, where we're all going.
Excellent.
And then these gigs come in a month before. So whether I'll go twice in a month remains to be seen. We may throw the baby out of grandma and come out together just the two of us. Nice. We'll have to wait and see.
You know, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear it. Free babysitting, why not? Like, wouldn't you do it?
We just gently tap the baby from one grandma to the other, like soccer. Or if you're Australian, you can do Aussie rules, baby. Throw it, sleeves off.
Just handball it over.
Chuck her across the room. Double catcher.
Look, we love this thing that you do online as well called the caning.
And that's just changed my career, man. It's crazy.
I love it.
The numbers. The numbers is doing crazy. It comes up with like millions of views.
Yeah.
More than you'd ever do on television.
Yeah, the PC and the Mac one. Oh, you had me in stitches. I loved that one. Very funny.
Brexit as well. We loved it. We thought we've got a pretty grumpy kind of old boss here. We thought maybe if we gave you like just maybe three things about him, you could just give him like a 15-second cane.
What now?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Well, go on then. Give me some stuff about him.
Okay. All right. His name's Big John, and if you go into his office,
yeah. Well, they're immediately compensating Big John. Why is it you're lacking? Anyone whose name starts with Big is obviously taking to remedy something, and I'm not even sure if they're legal in Dubai, but John's taking them.
That'll do us.
That's it. That's all we need. Oh my gosh. That's great.
He's been our boss for years, and you just condensed what we've been saying for 2 years into 15 seconds.
Yes, exactly.
You're a genius.
Firmed up the rumours, so to speak.
Well, Russ, you have a great time in Dubai, because by the time you get here, we're probably going to be fired.
Thank you.
It's the fate of the Australians. Walk about the earth.
Look, tickets are going to sell out for this, so make sure you be quick. DXBLaughs.ae. Russell, thank you so much for your time. Such a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you very much, man. Speak to you later. Bye.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Harry and Pricey's Shower Thoughts.
Yeah, this is where we wrap things up, leave you with a thought to ponder. We've usually had that thought in the shower.
Yeah. This is my turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know how like people always, like, you have a tattoo, don't you, Harry?
Many.
Yeah, and I've got
two.
A tattoo.
I just wanted to sound cool momentarily. I was like, yeah, I'm inked, bro.
You've got two.
I've got two. One regrettable tattoo and one cover-up. Sorry, go on.
So I was thinking, people who don't have tattoos are like, oh, you know, it's such a big decision. I don't know what I want, because, you know, it's going to be on your body forever. And they always go in with the chime, right?
Mm.
And you're like, oh, just get it. Like, just do it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, parents have the same kind of deal. Like, if a woman has a child, she's like, oh, I'm going to have to name this child, and now I'm going to be stuck with this name for the rest of its life.
Oh, about the naming. I thought you were just comparing a child to a regrettable tattoo momentarily. No, but I get you.
No, I'm talking about naming a child.
Get your line of inquiry.
Like when you have a tattoo, people are always like, oh, don't you wish you got this instead? And you're like, well, I hadn't really thought about it, but anyway.
I got it on a stag do, idiot.
It's the same thing as when you name your child. You don't get halfway through the child's life and go, oh, did you wish you named it Amanda and not Linda?
Can I tell you a story that still keeps me up at night sometimes?
What?
I feel so bad about it because it's never been brought up again. So when my older sister was having her second child, she floated some ideas of names for the family. And I was in high school at this time because the child in question, my nephew, is now like 17.
Yeah.
So this was 17 years ago. And she's like, oh, so what do you think about Alex as the name? And at that time, I was going to school with a kid called Alex Donaldson that I hated.
Yeah.
And you know how kids can name stain things? for me, the name Alex was stained.
Yeah.
So I remember saying, oh, no, nah, Alex is a really girly name. Why would you name a kid that? Blah, 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 knowing that it was going to be a boy.
Yeah.
Named the kid Alex.
Oh, no. Now your nephew's name's Alex. Yeah. And you know that your sister knows you hate it.
That I hate that name. For a boy. Yeah.
It's the same with tattoos. Everyone's like, oh, I would never get that kind of tattoo. And you're sitting there thinking, oh, I've got that on my back.
That's so awkward.
Yeah.
Would you,
happened to me, but you know.
Nah, no. Producer Leigh, would you get your tattoos changed on your back? That massive Bieber tattoo that you got?
She got it's too painful the first time.
She got it covered up with Harry Styles.
She had to extend the hair length. It was easy. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.